Welcome to the Overcoming Financial Trauma podcast. I'm your host, Rakim Sabri, and I cover financial trauma and financial empowerment for people who look like me. Now, this is episode zero, and I guess I'm supposed to introduce the podcast and introduce myself to all of you would-be lovely fans. How I came on the topic of financial trauma is really the culmination of the clashing of worlds. When I started in personal branding, my topic primarily was around mentoring. I had nothing to do with personal finance, but I worked in banking by day. As I grew to learn more about money and the products and services associated with the bank, I became the knowledgeable individual that people would defer to when it came to making choices around what credit card they should take out, or how much money they should put into their investment portfolio. And so as I was learning, I was sharing. And in sharing, I pivoted my messaging to financial education. So I published my first book in 2018 called Mentorship, The Playbook. And then I published my second book in 2019 titled Financially Irresponsible. The day before, I delivered a TEDx talk on the topic of financial empowerment. Shortly after delivering my TEDx talk, I was featured in an article for Black Enterprise, December of 2019. And then going into January of 2020, I started to pick up steam in this personal branding, specifically in the personal finance space. Fast forward a little bit, the pandemic hits. We're all sent home to work from home because of the pandemic. And the managing editor of a publication known as The Griot tweeted out if anybody was looking for some extra cash, they were looking for some extra writers. So I pitched him and I started writing for publications at that point, or for a publication at that point, on the topic of personal finance. Beyond that, I've written now for many of the popular publications, Business Insider, Entrepreneur, Black Enterprise, The Griot, Parents Magazine, Money Magazine, the list goes on. And building this brand or this community awareness around the topic of personal finance and offshoots of that landed in entrepreneurship, that eventually ended up landing in financial trauma. And to be very honest, I thought that I coined the term financial trauma based off of a combination of things that I was looking at that particular point in time, namely the generational impact of slavery and Jim Crow to present day on Black people psychologically related to their money. And so I often point to the book Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome by Dr. Joy DeGruy in these discussions around the way that we behave or interact with money, because that was the book that I was actually reading when I wrote Financially Irresponsible. So moving on from mentoring to general financial education to financial empowerment and eventually landing on financial trauma, I realized that there was not a lot of conversation being had around defining financial trauma, around how financial trauma specifically impacts Black people in America, and how to overcome that financial trauma. And so I found a niche and a lane that wasn't really occupied by many. And this had pros and cons in that I could carve out an area for myself with little to no competition, but I had the task ahead of me of trailblazing and helping people to understand the relationship that they have with money psychologically and how that influences their decisions every day. Since then, I realized that I didn't invent the phrase financial trauma, or that I didn't stumble onto I didn't Christopher Columbus, if you will, America, that there have been people working in the financial psychology, behavioral finance, and general financial trauma space for quite a while. And in that, I've discovered community. So this podcast is to both outline and follow my journey as I continue to educate myself on the topic of financial psychology, and to talk as both expert and subject to all of you about how I've been navigating my own financial traumas, best practices. My hope is to bring on guests who can speak to the experiences that they've had with financial trauma, and to use this podcast as a supplement to my newsletter on Substack, Overcoming Financial Trauma. So if you are a free subscriber to the newsletter on Substack, you may hear from me some of the things that I've written at length. If you are not a subscriber to my free Substack, or you want to become a paid subscriber to contribute to this work, you can find me at rakimsabri.substack.com. And again, the name of the publication is Overcoming Financial Trauma. So how do you define financial trauma? I define financial trauma as any instance observed or experienced that has a negative impact on the way that you view, interact with, or believe about money. And in short, my answer to the question of how do you overcome financial trauma goes into the three E's. So the three E's are exposure, education, and execution. And as I've listened to other people in this space, I realized that there are other iterations of the three E's that basically speak to the same thing, but are not packaged in the same way. And that's okay. I think that the conversation being had is needed in whatever way that it's delivered, particularly as it relates to the interactions between Black Americans and their personal finances or their relationship with money. You'll also hear me try to intentionally not use the corporate buzz phrase of financial literacy, and instead using the phrase financial education. And I'll get into kind of some of the other pet peeves that I have with creators and educators in this space as the episodes unfold. But I'm super excited about launching this. I've had people in my peer group, financial educators, other content creators, people who have subscribed to my audiences across the different social medias, ask me, when am I starting a podcast? I would be great for a podcast. I have the voice for a podcast. I have the ideas for a podcast. Why don't I start a podcast? And to be honest with you, there hasn't really been a topic that has resonated with me in the way that financial trauma does. Yes, I'm passionate about personal finance. Yes, I'm passionate about mentoring. Yes, I'm passionate about financial education. And these are all things that I could talk about at length with little to no preparation. However, the levels of passion that I have on the topic of financial trauma and the way that people are beginning to associate Rakim Sabri with the phrase financial trauma has really pushed me over the edge in taking that leap and sharing my thoughts, my experiences, and my network with all of you. So I hope that you'll stick around. I hope that you'll subscribe and that you will continue to listen to the episodes as they unfold, as I get transparent, vulnerable, and tap into my network for a little bit of help in unpacking and overcoming financial trauma. Until episode 1, I will see you guys next time.